And here's the evolution of the floodplain. Look at the same view in 2005 when the alders were very young and forming only on little tops of gravel bars with flowing channels in between them full of gravel. And over a decade and a half later, most of that is filled in with sand, silt, and ground layer vegetation. That first slide you saw with all the thickets, the blackberries growing on it, that's in an area that used to be open gravel. So that's how fast the floodplain can evolve. And in those 15 years, it's pulled a lot of gravel, sand, and silt out of the river more or less permanently. Even after this flood, that's the condition a couple weeks ago. So it's pulled out a lot of sediment and held it out. And here it's depositing over the alder stands just downstream of the Wheatfield Fork Bridge, large log jams as well as sediment going in. This forms fish habitat for lower flow conditions, and you'll have to see it when you go by. This is another example of redwood forest. This is along the Wheatfield Fork. This is just last Sunday, a foot or two of sand deposited in a narrow band of redwood-dominated, these are old-growth redwoods in that narrow strip by Hop Creek, and 1 to 2 feet of sand deposited in a single event. And that sand's not going back in the river. It's going to be stabilized by that vegetation. This is one of the most important functions we have. And here in parts of the floodplain where there are wetlands, these are horsetails, they're a wetland plant, those standing stems add to the roughness, the friction that pulls the sediment out, traps it, and helps bind it in place. And almost all these species in the floodplain are capable of growing through that deposited sediment, and their new root systems at the raised ground level will then grow through it and stabilize it. So they add it to the fabric of the growing floodplain. The other aspect of floodplains is that by necessity, all the species that grow in it, like redwoods, are both flood tolerant and burial tolerant. So redwoods, for example, don't have to deal with competition from Pan Oaks or Douglas fir because they're not flood tolerant species. On the ridges, Tan oaks and Douglas fir trees are co-dominant with redwoods, and redwoods grow a little slower. Here in the floodplain, the redwoods have direct contact with groundwater in deep alluvium and no competition from their largest rivals. So they grow in single species stands or with a little bay mixed in, and they grow fast and can reach old growth characteristic sizes pretty fast. More examples of how dense, brushy thickets pull out sediment from here's Valley Crossing, this is 2006, showing that grassy vegetation. The other thing that these floodplains do, in addition to trapping sediment, is that they're also trapping a lot of organic matter, and they're releasing a lot of decaying organic matter and all the insects that grow in that decaying organic matter. These are very productive environments compared with river channels in summer, especially ones that are cool and shaded. So that's fish food. Steelhead move into floodplains during high flows because the water is shallower, calmer, warmer, faster growth, and there's a ton of food that's flooded out of conditions like this from the leaf litter in those drained floodplains.